Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We continue now in Genesis chapter 4 as we plummet further into the relationship between this man Cain and the Lord God. And I remind you that in order to understand the Genesis account, we have to move over to the New Testament book of Hebrews, which says this: "By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain." This is important. From God's perspective, what made Abel's offering pleasing and acceptable was Abel's faith. And from God's perspective, what made Cain's offering displeasing and unacceptable was Cain's lack of faith. Now, let me read Genesis chapter 4, part of verses 4 and 5. I'm turning in my Bible back from Hebrews to Genesis, and I am at chapter 4 and verse 4. "The Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering, but for Cain and for his offering, the Lord had no regard." Those verses do not tell us why God accepted Abel and his offering, but rejected Cain and his offering. To find out why God was accepting and rejecting, we need to read Hebrews 11, verse 4. This is why the very best commentary on the Bible is always the Bible. I give this advice to Bible readers all the time. If you are reading along and you come to something you do not understand, or you think you've got it, but you want to make sure, well, just keep reading. Eventually, God will enlighten you. A Bible reader, paying attention to detail, could well read Genesis 4, verses 4 and 5 and wonder, why did God accept Abel and reject Cain? That is a great question. And the answer is in Hebrews chapter 11. Keep reading. And I will say this, pay attention to what you read. Take notes and write them within the margins of your Bible. I am old school. I believe in having my printed and bound Bible open in front of me as I read and study. But I am aware we live in the 21st century, and many of, not most of you, use a Bible app on your phone or tablet. I am told by reputable sources that there are always ways to take notes on there and file them. So whatever way you do it, read intentionally, ask questions of the text, pray through what you are reading, and make connections between the Old and New Testaments, between books, between chapters, between verses, and yes, even between words. In the Bible, the details always matter. Christians are often lazy when it comes to the Bible. Many simply do not put in the work it takes to understand what God means by what God says. I want to encourage you, do not be lazy. Come, let us explore this ancient yet always relevant text. And today we will again be in Hebrews chapter 11 as we hear from God himself. Since faith is the central reason for the acceptance of Abel's offering, we first defined faith as Hebrews 11, verse 1 does. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." What is faith? Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, and faith is the conviction of things not seen. Here we have a succinct two-part definition, and we talked about this over the last couple of days. I encourage you to get that if you missed it, and you can easily download it from godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. Every day's free podcast is waiting there for you. Today I want to speak with you about verse 2. Hebrews chapter 11 continues, naturally, at verse 2 with these words, For by it the men of old gained approval. And in context, it is faith. For by faith the men of old gained approval. Hebrews 11, verse 2. Speaking of asking questions of the Bible, let me start with one. Who are these men of old? Well, these are men like Abel. Then as you read down through Hebrews 11, you come to other men from the Old Testament, men like Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and so on. These are the men of old, men from a long time ago, men from what is our Old Testament. These are those old men. Or should I say, these are those men of old. There's a difference there. Something to keep in mind whenever we read the book of Hebrews is that, as the title strongly suggests, this was written to a group of Jewish people, the Hebrews. And within this larger group, there were likely three types of people. The first were believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. They recognized that God accepts us based on our faith in Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. God does not accept us based on our good works, such as following the empty rituals and traditions of Judaism. Throughout the book of Hebrews, you will read of Jesus being the perfect priest and the perfect sacrifice who takes away the sin of people. Jesus perfectly fulfilled all of the Jewish law. In order for God to be well pleased and accepting of these Hebrews, they needed to put their faith in Jesus, the perfect priest and sacrifice who will forgive them of their sins. This first group did this. They converted to Christ. They exercised faith. As a result, they were facing serious persecution from other Jews. Hebrews is written to strengthen and encourage them and build them up in their faith in Jesus, who is the Messiah and the faithful high priest. No wonder then this glorious chapter on faith. The second type of Hebrews who received this letter were those Jews who were attracted to Christ and were intellectually committed to the fact that faith in Christ is what God required of them. But they were still hesitant to put their faith in Jesus as Savior. No doubt the persecution had a lot to do with that. They were weighing their options. They knew what faith in Christ would mean for them, being ostracized from the Jewish community, possibly even killed. Portions of chapters 2, 6, 10, and 12 are written for this type of Hebrew. Here again, this chapter on faith is emphasized. And then there is this third type of Hebrew. These are also Jewish unbelievers who thus far were rejecting faith in Christ. They had heard the truth of the gospel. They were exposed to it, but were not interested. Parts of Hebrews chapter 9 address this group of Hebrews, and again, faith in the Lord Jesus is emphasized. Faith is emphasized big time. Now, why am I telling you this? Here is the reason. It's crucial you get this. These men of old had gained God's approval. Our verse, Hebrews 11:2, says, "For by faith the men of old gained approval." Approval is a key word there. God is approving of these men. And why is God approving? God approves because of their faith in Him. So that from the very beginning, from the start of the Bible, from the Genesis, it has always been by faith that God approves. The Lord God is looking for faith in man and woman. He has always been looking for faith, and He will always look for faith. Abel, who is only the second person ever born, his faith is the reason God approves him. God is pleased with him, and God is accepting of him. Friends, it is absolutely not correct. It is not accurate to say that only when Jesus arrives in human flesh in the New Testament Does God then change his mind and start to accept people based on faith? The New Testament is not the starting point for faith. The Old Testament is the starting point for faith. And since these Hebrews, these Jewish people, were plunged far, deep down into the Old Testament sacrificial system and pursuing God by their good works, since they were approaching God by what they could produce within themselves for the forgiveness of their sins, the author of Hebrews writes to hit them square in the heart and mind with this truth. By faith, the men of old gained approval. Faith, faith, faith. God's approval comes only by faith. And these Jews knew the men of old very well. They knew of Abel. They were well versed on the lives of Enoch and Noah, certainly Abraham and Moses, and so on. Hebrews makes the poignant point. God accepted all of these men solely on the basis of their faith in God. I will add this. The Greek word here for the English words gained approval actually means literally were testified to or had witness given about them. Listen, that is, God gives his testimony. God bears his witness that because these men lived by faith, God approves of them. Now, I don't know about you, but I find this absolutely stunning and incredibly applicable to my life today, here and now. And I will tell you how this applies to me, and I believe applies to you, when you join us again tomorrow, right here, for God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.